Hachette Audio presents Mistress of Lies, The Age of Blood, Book 1. Written by K.M. Enright. Read by Christine Aliado.
Content note. Mistress of Lies contains sensitive material, including but not limited to explicit sexual content, murder, patricide, gore, blood magic, and bloodletting for purposes of magic, discussion of racism and classism, and mentions of rape. There is a scene of explicit sexual content with a trans masculine character in which the anatomical terms cock and cunt are used. There is no transphobia, misgendering, or dead naming. To Eric, for believing even when I couldn't. Chapter 1. Shan. It should have been more difficult to assassinate her father. Not in the actual execution of it that Shan had prepared for. Her father was a powerful blood worker and had once been considered the brightest of his generation. That had been many years ago, though, and Lord Antonin Leclerc had fallen quite far indeed. But still, he had guards, magical wards, and a lifetime of training at his disposal, and she had accounted for all these things. No, there should have been something, anything in her heart that railed against this. Despite everything he had done over the 2 decades of her life, patricide was still the most despicable of all crimes. It ought to twist her stomach and fill her with guilt. She shouldn't relish this kill, shouldn't feel this boundless relief. But she did. She was a shattered, broken thing, and this only proved it. Her father lifted the glass to his mouth, the amber whiskey sloshing in the finely cut glass, and took another deep drink as he shifted through the papers in front of him. Shan watched as he licked his lips, taking in more of the poison that would give her power over him. It was a potent poison, frightfully expensive, but she had learned long ago that secrets were worth far more than coin. It had taken her years to find, and a couple bits of hard-won information to pay for it. Yet watching her father drink it, in a glass handed over to him by his own daughter, Shan knew that she would have paid any price for this moment. So she sipped idly at her wine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?